2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, we take a closer look at one book in the Nag Hammadi Library. I'm talking about the Gospel of Thomas. I've mentioned about the Gospel of Thomas a number of times in this program in different contexts. Today, I thought I would read some of them because these are, at least many, are believed to be actual statements, sayings of Jesus. For those not familiar with the Nag Hammadi Library, this is a collection of early Christian texts that was discovered in the upper Egyptian town of Nag Hammadi in 1945, before the Dead Sea Scrolls. It consists of 13 leather-bound codices, or collection books. They were sealed in a jar. They were found by a local farmer. In these 13 leather-bound codices, there are 52 separate writings or books. Not all of them are religious, but most of them are. There's, for example, a partial manuscript of Plato's Republic. At any rate, the Gospel of Thomas is by far the most famous of all of the books in the Nag Hammadi Library or codices. It consists of a series of 114 sayings of Jesus. I don't have time to read all 114 for you today, but I'm going to read some excerpts, which I think you will find fascinating. The Nag Hammadi Library is available in English from a number of different sources. If you get it, you will find that it was written while, at least according to Latter-day Saints, the apostasy was in full swing. And so you'll read through it, and some of these things you'll say, yes, yes, that's right, that's right. And then you'll read something, and you go, what? That makes no sense to me. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, and some of them are obviously genuine, or at least appear to be, and some seem to have been tampered with. That's sort of the bottom line. All right, without further ado, here are some of the sayings of Jesus found in the Gospel of Thomas, which is part of the Nag Hammadi Library. The Gospel of Thomas starts out with this statement: "These are the hidden words that the living Jesus spoke, and I, Thomas, wrote them down. Whosoever finds the meaning of these words will not taste of death." Saying number two, Jesus says, "The one who seeks should not cease until he finds, and the one who keeps seeking will be king over all." Saying number three, Jesus says, "The kingdom is inside of you and also outside of you. When you come to know this of yourselves, you will realize that you are the children of the living Father. But if you do not come to know yourselves, then you exist in poverty because you are spiritually impoverished." Saying number five, "Come to know what is in front of you, and that which is hidden from you will become clear to you. There is nothing hidden that will not then become manifest." Saying number six, Jesus says, "Do not lie and do not do what you hate. For everything will be disclosed and in full view, for there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and there is nothing covered that will remain hidden. Saying number 8, a person should be like a sensible fisherman who cast his net into the sea and drew it up from the sea filled with little fish. But among them, the sensible fisherman found a large, fine fish. He threw all the little fish back into the sea, and he chose the large fish effortlessly. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Saying number 9, Jesus said, look, a sower went out, and he filled his hands with seeds, and he scattered them. And some fell on the path, and birds came and pecked them up. Others fell on the rock and did not take root in the soil. And they did not put forth fruit. But others fell among the thorns, and they were choked by the seeds. And worms ate them, and others fell on good soil, and it produced good fruit, and it yielded 60 per measure, 100 per measure. Jesus said, I have cast fire upon the world, and see, I am guarding it until it blazes. That seems to be the fire of the gospel. Saying number 14, Jesus said to them, and if you go into any land and wander from place to place, and if they take you in, then eat what they will set before you. Heal the sick among them. For what goes into your mouth will not defile you. Rather, what comes out of your mouth will defile you. Here's another one. Saying 16. For there will be 5 in one house. There will be 3 against 2. And 2 against 3. Father against son. Son against father. And they who find the gospel will stand as solitary ones. Saying 17. Jesus says, I will give you what no eye has seen and what no ear has heard and what no hand has touched and what has not occurred to the human mind. Saying number 20. The disciples said to Jesus, tell us what the kingdom of heaven is like. And Jesus said to them, it's like a mustard seed. It's among the smallest of all seeds, but when it falls on cultivated soil, it produces a large branch and becomes shelter for the birds of the sky. Saying 21, Mary said to Jesus, whom are your disciples like? And he said to Mary, they are like servants who are entrusted with a field that is not theirs. My true disciples will be on guard against the world. They prepare with great strength so that the robbers will not find a way to get through to them. Whoever has ears to hear should hear. Saying 24, whoever has ears, let him hear. Light exists inside a person who has found wisdom and light. And he that has found light should shine it on the whole world. If he does not shine, there will just be darkness. Saying 25, love your brother and sister like your life. Protect them like the apple of your eye. Saying 26, this you will find familiar for sure. You see the splinter that is in your brother's eye, but you do not see the beam that is in your own eye. When you remove the beam from your own eye, then you will see clearly enough to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. Saying 27, if you do not abstain from the world, you will not find the kingdom. If you do not make the Sabbath into a true Sabbath for you and others, you will not see my Father. Here's a fascinating and quite different one. Saying 28, Jesus said, I stood in the middle of the world, and in flesh I appeared to them. I found all of them drunk. None of them did find thirst for me. And my soul ached for the children of humanity because they are blind in their heart and they cannot see. For they came into the world empty, and some will depart from the world empty. Now they are drunk, but when they shake off their wine, then many will change their mind and seek after me. Close quote. Quite a fascinating statement there. Time for our short break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Today, I thought I would read some of the 114 sayings of Jesus that are found in the Gospel of Thomas, which is part of the Nag Hammadi Library. I've talked about the Gospel of Thomas many times, mentioned that it has authentic sayings of Jesus, but I haven't really read any today. I'm reading some. If you have a question or comment about this or about any other subject, feel free to send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. Saying 31, no prophet is accepted in his own village. Saying 32, a city built upon a high mountain and fortified cannot fall, nor can it be hidden. Saying 33, Jesus says, what you will hear with your ear, proclaim from your rooftops. For no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel, nor does he put it in a hidden place. Rather, he puts it on a lampstand so that everyone who comes in and goes out will see its light. Saying 34, if a blind person leads a blind person, both will fall into the pit. Close quote. Apparently an admonition for those who know to lead those who do not know about the gospel. Saying 38, Jesus says, many times you have desired to hear these words, these that I am speaking to you, and you have no one else from whom to hear them. There will be days when you will seek me and you will not find me. Saying 39, Jesus says, the Pharisees and the scribes have received the keys of knowledge, but they have hidden them. Neither have they entered, nor have they allowed to enter those who wish to. You, however, be as shrewd as serpents and as innocent as doves. Share the keys of knowledge, but only to those truly ready to hear. Number 40, Jesus says, if you plant a grapevine outside the vineyard of my Father, it will not be supported, and it will be pulled up by its roots and will perish. Saying 41, Jesus says, whoever has something in his hand, something more will be given to him, and whosoever has nothing, even what little he has, will be taken from him. Saying 44, Jesus says, whosoever blasphemes against the Father, it will be forgiven him. Whosoever blasphemes against the Son, it will be forgiven him. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, neither on earth nor in heaven. Saying 45, grapes are not harvested from thorns, nor are figs plucked from thistles, for they do not produce fruit. A good person brings forth good from his treasure. A bad person brings forth evil from the bad treasure that is in his heart. Saying 47, Jesus says, it is impossible for a person to climb on two horses at once or to pull back two bows at the same time. It is impossible for a servant to serve two masters. He will honor one and insult the other. saying 49. Actually, let's do 48 first. I really like 48. Jesus says, if two make peace with one another in one and the same house, then they will say to the mountain, move away, and it will move away. 49. This is to give solace to those who feel lonely. Jesus says, blessed are you solitary ones who are the elect, for you will find the kingdom. You have come from it and will return to it. Saying 50, Jesus says, if they say to you, where do you come from? Then say to them, we have come from the light. And if they say to you, is it you? Then say, no, we are his children. We are the elect of the living Father. All right, let's jump on past a few. Saying 58, quote, blessed is the person who struggles during this life, for he will find the true meaning of life. Beautiful statement. Saying 61, Jesus said, two will rest on a bed, one will die, the other will live. Salome then said to Jesus, who are you? As a stranger, you have gotten a place on my couch and you've eaten from my table. Who are you? And Jesus said to her, I am he who comes from the one who is always the same. I was given some of that which is my Father's. Then Salome said, I am your disciple. Jesus then said, if someone becomes like God, they will become full of light. Beautiful statement. Very different from anything we have in the Bible. Statement 64. A wealthy man had prepared a great dinner. He sent his servants out to invite guests. He came to the first and said, my master invites you. And the man said, I have bills from merchants. They are coming to me this evening. You must excuse me from the dinner. Then the servant came to another and said, my master invites you to the dinner. And the next man said, I've bought a house and I've been called away for a day. I will not have time to come. The servant went on to another and said, my master invites you to dinner. Then the man said to him, my friend is going to be married. I am one who is going to prepare the meal. I will not be able to come. You must excuse me from the dinner. The servant went to another and said, my master invites you. He said, I've bought a village. Since I'm going to collect the taxes and the rent, I will not be able to come. You must excuse me. The servant went away and said to his master, those whom you invited to the dinner have all asked to be excused. The master said to the servant, now go out onto the roads and bring back whomever you find, the poor, the hungry, those in need, so they might have dinner. Dealers and merchants will not enter into the place of my Father. Saying 65, a landlord owned a vineyard. He gave it to some farmers so that they would work it and he might receive the fruit from them. He sent his servants so that the farmers might give him the fruit of the vineyard. They seized the servant and beat him and almost killed him. The servant went back, and the master, the landlord, said, well, perhaps they didn't recognize him. And he sent another, and the farmers beat that one as well. Then the landlord and master sent his son and said, perhaps they will show respect for my son. But the tenant farmers knew that he was the heir and seized him and killed him. Now, what will the landlord, the master, do to the wicked tenant farmers of the vineyard? Whoever has ears should hear. Be not as the wicked tenant farmers. Do not turn away the father's son. Instead, hear him. Fascinating statement. one last one, 69, saying 69. Blessed are those who have been persecuted in their heart. They are the ones who have truly come to know the Father. Blessed are those who suffer from hunger so that the belly of the one who wishes it will be satisfied. That's the end of our program today. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.